What up, loungers? Welcome back to another episode. Didn't have a whole lot of time to record this one or even actually write it down. I have more time to record than I do to write, and writing's getting tougher for me. I've explained it in the past where my thoughts, my brain, my ADHD symptoms keep me from sitting down and actually writing something. I lose track too much. I can't focus. Excuse me. And so sometimes it's better for me just to ad lib it and just go off the cuff here. And that's kind of what I'm doing today. I had a subject I want to talk about, and I may have talked about it in the past. I don't remember, but basically it's our sixth sense of humor. You can tell by the title. Still getting over my cold. But anyways, I was working at a particular job. I won't say where. I won't say what I was doing. But nonetheless, we were keeping track of news all the time. Always had news on, always watching to see what's going on around the world, around the nation, what have you. And there was a day I remember. It was the Boston bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing. And supervisor comes running out, turns the TV on, goes, look what's going on. So we all obviously, we're still working, but we're focusing on that. And after probably 10 minutes or so, one of the other supervisor comes walking out, and without hesitation, without considering the people in the room, because we all have this sixth sense of humor in this particular profession and job of where I was working, and he just straight up goes, "And that, people, is why I don't run marathons." Mind you, it just happened. We had this thing on for just a few moments. And he goes, "What? Too soon?" And so to me, I've always said this, and if you guys have been a follower on social media for a long time, I've said this multiple times, that there's in this industry, nothing is too soon. Nothing. It doesn't matter. That is how we cope with things. That is how we deal with it, right, is humor. There's been studies showing, allegedly, and I don't know how legit they are, but apparently the more sick, twisted sense of humor you have, the greater the chance of having Alzheimer's or developing Alzheimer's in the future. So if that's the case, every first responder is doomed. We're guaranteed to get it at this point, if you've been doing it for any length of time anyways. I can remember years ago, I was with family and we were going to, it was Mother's Day. We were going to Olive Garden, which was a big mistake. When we were walking up to the building, I can hear sirens. I see AMR. I see the fire department roll up and I'm like, wow, interesting. You know, glad I'm not in there. Glad I'm not working. I don't want to do anything on my day off. Sorry. That's just the way I am. You know me. And as we're inside, we're waiting for our table. AMR comes out. They've got a patient on a gurney. It's a female and her, I'm assuming, husband or boyfriend or significant other, whoever she was with, right? Can't say what he was, but I'm assuming it was her husband carrying her purse. And I look up and they're rolling her out and I go, "Well, table for two just opened up." My mother-in-law just looks at me and just starts laughing. She was a dispatcher for a police department, so she kind of understands where the humor comes from. And my wife just looked at me like, "Seriously?" And I'm like, "Well, I mean, I'm not wrong. It's facts." She's like, "That's messed up." But over the years, she learned to understand my sense of humor. And there's been times, now my wife works for a private Christian school. She's an elementary school teacher, and my sense of humor has rubbed off on her a lot. And there's been times where she'll say things and every one of her coworkers' jaw is on the floor. They're like, "Seriously?" And she's like, "What?" And she realized what she did afterwards. And it's just that she was so comfortable. And she's like us. She gets to that point where you're so comfortable with people around you. Like, you can say whatever you want. People are just like, "Seriously?" So she was that way. She's still that way. It's fun. It makes things interesting. And so, yeah, our sense of humor is wild, right? And people don't understand it. And I've I know you guys, I've told you this before, and I'm sure you guys understand and know sometimes a lot of the EMS and fire first responder Instagram pages, with the admins, we talk to each other behind the scenes. And so if you've ever seen where I'll do we used to do meme wars, and I've had one a little while back, but if you've seen the meme wars, typically it's planned. A lot of times they're planned. I used to plan them. I would send DMs out to people all over the place and just let people know, hey, we're going to do a meme war. Sorry, my brain. There's a car outside my house. I was watching. Anyways, so we'd have a meme war, and a lot of times I would just send things out. Hey, dude, meme war, 12 o'clock, watch for it, whatever. And a lot of them would be like, cool, no worries. Or you get to the point, like I know Meatball is over at Level Zero. He and I used to do it all the time, and that's how we actually grew our pages to begin with. And I wouldn't even message him after a while. He just knew that if I clowned him, he would start clowning me, and it became a meme war, and we'd go back and forth. And a lot of the other pages were the same way. It got to the point where once we had one or two, we never even had to say anything. We would just start making fun of the other pages, and they knew where it was coming from. And then you'd get a DM, hey, dude, that was funny. Oh, yeah, whatever. And so we would just make fun of people. And I did it recently to an admin, and... I again, this is our stupid humor, right? And I hate to do it like this, and I didn't know what I was doing at the time. And this is what gets us in trouble, right? Is it was black smoke sticker apparel, and is that what it is? Black smoke? I don't know, dude. I'm sorry, my brain is all over the place. Let me just double check. Black smoke sticker company. That's what it is, and Anyways, it's no secret that he's got a baby girl who's got some health issues. And so he had posted, he hadn't posted, or at least I didn't remember, hadn't seen, whatever. And I made a meme that was basically, if I remember correctly, it was Bernie Sanders. And he's saying, once again, I'm asking for your support. And it was something to that effect of send me more or give me more money, something like that. I wish I could remember. I should pull it up. But anyways, so I posted it and didn't know about his daughter being ill. Sorry, dude, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But I basically posted it like, hey, give me more money. And then a few weeks later, he posted something about his daughter being sick, and he had a GoFundMe set up for her and this and that. And I was like, oh, crap. I feel like a total heel right there, right? And I'm trying to watch my language, of course. But, yeah, I felt bad. I don't remember if he responded or not, to be honest with you. I really, truly don't remember. And I was like, geez, dude, I should have looked into his page a little more before I said it. But in all honesty, it was done in good fun. He knows it was done in good fun. And there's no bad blood, at least that I'm aware of. I've still talked to him a couple times here and there. And so, again, that's just our sick sense of humor. Like, I'm sitting here ragging on this guy about sending me money, or people to sending him money. And it really came down to what he's doing is he's taking care of his family. And I totally respect that. I totally get it. And yeah. So if you're listening, dude, it was all in good fun. I'm sure you know that. Again, he never made anything about it. Okay, here it is. Oh, yeah. So it was, it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And here, I'll see if I can play the audio really quick for you, because it worked out really well.
I need you to give me some money, okay? I need you to give me like $5, like $20 or something like that.
Anyways, so that's what it was. And if you go on our page, you can find it. It's a ways down. But yeah, it was, again, all in good fun, thinking that, you know, this dude's just trying to milk the system, which I understand. Don't get me wrong, dude. I get it. I would love to milk the system. I just don't have the followers that want to buy my product, or maybe it's just my product sucks, which I totally understand. You know, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, so I'm going to move on from that. Anyways, that was one that was hilarious to me, and I just felt like, oh, crap. I can remember. So my wife and I are big into movies. We love quoting movies. We quote movies for everyday life. It's our way of just kind of breaking the monotony of life, or just making fun of each other in a good way, in a positive way. And sometimes you're making fun of yourself. And in one of the, you know, we quote movies, and a lot of our stuff is Jim Carrey movies. We love the Jim Carrey movies. We're big fans, not of his politics, but we're big fans of his older movies, Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, things like that. And there's a line that he said, is it Dumb and Dumber? I think it's Dumb and Dumber. And he says, "Don't you go dying on me." Right? "Don't you go dying on me." I think that's what it's from. Man, I'm telling you, my ADHD's kicking. Anyways, this is bad, right? So you guys probably have heard the episode about my wife and how I almost lost her to COVID. And while we're in the hospital, and I mean, she was in bad shape. You know this if you heard it. She's in bad shape. And I was looking at her, "Don't you go dying on me." And she's laughing, and she's struggling to breathe, but she's laughing. And that was my way of just breaking up what was going on. That was my way of just, you know, seeing where she was at in a way. It's almost like gauging where her mentality is and stuff like that. And she kind of chuckled about it, but it was hard because she couldn't breathe. But, and then later on that night's when I got told she wasn't going to survive. And I'm like, geez, why did I have to go and say something stupid like that? But again, that's just our sick sense of humor. It's just twisted. And there's pages out there that I'll give some shout outs to. It's Failure to Cope, Rotor Nonsense. There's a bunch of them. Introvert Nurse. There's all kinds of different pages out there that we follow, and they all talk to each other too. And they make no bones about it, right? The Introvert Nurse. And we make no bones about, they make no bones about talking to each other. And they're always posting one that says, you know, "This is a picture of us if the group chat gets leaked." I'm going to tell you ladies right now that if you're listening to this, I'm going to tell anybody who's listening to this, if the group chat gets leaked for anybody in this industry, we're in trouble. I have memes that are so bad. Like, I would almost be embarrassed to share them. And I'll only share them with super close friends. And I probably should just put them up anyways. But to be honest with you, if I posted them, I would bet I get reported. I would bet my page gets shut down again. And so I just keep a lot of them to myself. But when I say they're sick, evil, and twisted, they are sick, evil, and twisted. And it can be, there's no subject that's off limits. None. I don't care what subject you have. Nothing is off limits. Now, for some of you don't understand, some of you are too young to understand the impact that 9/11 really had on everybody of that time period, especially my generation, Generation X. It had a huge impact on us because of our ages, because we were coming of age. We were right there, you know, it was 2001. A lot of us were in our 20s when that happened. And inspired us to do certain things. A lot of us went into first responding. A lot of us became military, whatever. And for the longest time, that was a no-no for telling jokes. I have memes about 9/11 that are so bad. And I want to get mad about it because of the impact it had on me and on our country and on the world. But at the same time, I understand comedy. And I got to let it roll off my back. But I'm telling you, I won't post them. I know. I should. But I won't. But there's no subject off limits. It doesn't matter. It can be infants. It can be 9/11. It can be your mom. It doesn't matter. There is literally nothing that's off limits. Nothing. And when I have memes about, I don't even want to say it. It's bad. They're really, really bad. Let me know if you guys have that same sense of humor. I'm sure you do. I think it's just kind of an industry standard. It's almost like when you hit school, they somehow subliminally program your brain to take this type of humor. I haven't met anybody who didn't. And if they did, they didn't last in this industry for very long. So, anyways, you guys got that sick sense of humor. I know you do. You know, I'll post some stuff up on Instagram. Leave some comments about your sick sense of humor, if you will. If you have a funny joke you want to talk about or a funny scenario, let me know. Hit me up and just DM us over there. Other than that, we will talk to you guys later, and we'll see you on the next one. Keep lounging.